A picture is worth a thousand words, especially when the artist is my guest, Nacho El Garcia Jr. Welcome, Nacho. It's good to have you here.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, we decided that it was necessary to include the Nacho El Garcia Jr. because...
because there's like four or even five Nacho Garcias here in El Paso.
As a Monica Gomez, I can appreciate this dilemma. Yes, yes. So if I Google Nacho El Garcia Jr., your artwork will come up.
Yeah, things that I've done at the newspaper, El Paso Times.
Yes.
And anything that I put on Facebook and anything, social media, they'll grab it.
Now, I think most of our listeners would know you from your time at the El Paso Times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't imagine anyone could read that paper and not be aware that they have seen your work as a political cartoonist. Your Nacho Tunes, of course, are the ones that have just gotten into my head over the years. I so respect your ability to do what you do.
Thank you.
Did you know you were going to do this from the time you were a kid?
Not from a kid. I mean, I've always loved to draw faces and bodies moving. And, you know, most painters, like my mom would say, why don't you paint landscape and floral scene, floral still lifes?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I want to draw people, you know, faces and bodies.
That's such a challenge
that
you just took on.
And I love anatomy. So I could draw people moving, perspective, faces. I can capture a likeness. So it was like an accident when the newspaper ran a little box in the editorial section and they said, if you have an idea for an editorial cartoon, send it in.
Mm-hmm.
This was in 95 or 96. When I saw that, it's okay. I've got some ideas.
And how old were you at that point?
I was 49 or 50. I was in 97. I turned 50, so this was like I was 49 years old.
So you were already working as an illustrator, but not as a cartoonist.
I was in advertising, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to go back to how far.
Yeah, we're going to go back there. You betcha.
In 67. Okay, I was still attending UTEP, but actually, when I started in 66, it was Texas Western. So for 1 year, I attended Texas Western. They won the NCAA basketball championship.
Oh, how well I remember.
And I was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
We used to get free tickets, all the students. So I didn't care about basketball that much, but I remember I was dating this one girl. I said, hey, I got free tickets. So neither one of us cared about basketball.
That was little the year to start.
Little did we think we were watching the future NCAA champions.
I remember my mother just leaping out of her armchair, letting her crocheting drop to, to the floor.
And when I saw him, I'm not a basketball expert. When I saw him play at the Memorial Gym, I said, these guys are different. This is weird. Bobby Joe Hill stealing balls.
Oh, yeah.
And it was amazing. The other opponents were wondering, who's this guy? Come around him. He'd steal the ball.
Straight out of the Globetrotters.
A ball hawk. Yeah. He was good. Yeah. So I said, no, this is a special team. And we kept going to the home teams when we could.
Yeah.
And they made it all the way. Well, I was a freshman then. I majored in fine arts. But meanwhile, in the afternoon, I'd go downtown to the popular department store. And I got a job doing pencil layouts of their basement ads. That was my first advertising job.
Okay. Was it your hand that produced some of those long, svelte profiles of the women in black and white in the paper in their outfits of the day?
But I knew the artist. I was just 19 years old, and they had me. Well, they had, I don't know if you've heard of Rita Fuentes, and he's a famous artist. Right now he's an artist. But he did the men's fashions. She did the women's fashion. But I would do pencils of the shoes and the jewelry. And then they would take it and ink it in with what they call floral graphics, a wash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't got into that yet. I was just a yearling, a little understudy.
Uh-huh.
But I was there for about a year and a half. And Mr. Hammond, Mr. Finney, all that, I told them I want to be an illustrator more than a layout artist.
Yes.
But in those days, a layout artist, all he did was indicate where the artwork goes and then indicate lines where the copy goes.
Yes.
And then he'd key in and then the copy, he'd send it on.
Yeah, you've kind of arranged the pieces,
yes,
but you didn't do the art.
No. Okay. So they would go to the newspaper and they would compose. Well, they had a union that would compose all the pages. And I'll tell you, when I got to know them, what happened. One of the art directors there, I think her name was Helen Hyatt. She liked my sketches, and she's mm-hmm. trying to sneak in some artwork. She goes, "Oh, okay, draw these shoes."
Somebody gave you a chance.
And gave me a chance, and I drew these shoes. And the shoe buyer, Mr. Zweifach, I still remember his name, he liked the sketch, and mm-hmm. he said, "Hey, why aren't you doing that?" Well, when Mr. Hammond got wind of this, he thought we were going around him and trying to do something.
Oops.
He got upset, and he was going to move me, transfer me to window
Ooh.
Display.
Oops.
Which,
stuck in the window.
Yeah. Dressing the mannequins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked over to the newspaper, and I sat down and talked to Rene Ornelas, who was the art director there.
Now, I remember that name.
Rene Ornelas? Was, yeah.
You're sparking some old neurons.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going back to the mm-hmm. late mm-hmm. 60s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I showed him what I could do, and they said, hey, you know, we could use
and
you.
This is at the age of 19.
No, well, actually, I just turned 20.
But still, I mean, at that age,
yeah.
To be connecting.
And here's the thing, to this day, a lot of stuff is not what you know, but who you know.
Well, it's still that way. It always has been, really.
And one of the reasons.
Or who you're brave enough to approach.
Yeah. Well, at the Popular, there was a man, Hicks Tejeda. He mm-hmm. was in charge of all the delivery trucks and everything. And he was a distant relative of somebody in my family. Been there 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't get into the Popular, and he wrote a letter to the Schwartzes.
Mm, yes.
Albert Schwartz.
Of course.
And all of a sudden,
you had
they call me.
A door open.
Not to welcome aboard.
Ay, que suave.
See? And when I went to the newspaper, Rene had a hard time getting me in there, but Salvador work. In the old times, they used to make plates to print.
Yes.
And he was in there. He was some kind of a journeyman mm-hmm. in the he made a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome aboard. You mm-hmm. see what I mean?
You must have been a nice person in your life because
I had
there
a big
were
family.
People willing, well, that too, but people willing to pick up the phone or write that letter.
All you need.
And well, you started here. You were born in El Paso, is that correct?
I'm born right.
Your mother a photographer and artist and also. Right. Your father a policeman, a detective.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for 30 years.
Yeah. So how do you think that combination influenced, if at all, your way of going about life?
Well, my mom, she said that she remembers I was two or three, and she had a little library of books, and I would open these books with a crayon, and right on top of the text, I would draw these drawings.
Over the text?
Oh, right on top of the text. I ignored the wording. And she opened her books and said, oh, no.
Screech, yes.
So she bought me a little notebook.
Yes.
And said, draw it on this. And as I drew, and she was an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So she sat down every afternoon, and she would, one of the first things that I remember, she showed me how to draw a fish.
Mm-hmm.
Just little simple lines like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed with me. I said, everything mm-hmm. has simple lines to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just simple lines, and then you add detail. And I started drawing, and then all through grade school, the mm-hmm. teachers all said, okay, he's all right with this, but he's a good artist.
Ah, they saw the spark.
And then my mom said, okay, yeah, well, maybe we'll find some little art school.
So you were born in central El Paso. Where'd you go to grade school?
I started Coldwell.
Okay, and then you went to Burgess High School.
And then I went. Well,
yay, Mustangs.
Yay, okay. Mustangs. Well, what happened was we were on Pershing and Altura, so
mm-hmm.
so it was Coldwell, and then we were there for about 2-3 years, and then my dad said, I found a real nice home, but it's in the Laura Valley. It's near Delta and Glenwood. And it's
so you're
big
changing
property.
Schools.
So we moved,
yeah.
and I went to Clarity Fox,
okay.
Henderson. In uh-huh. fact, I started Henderson when I first opened,
mm-hmm.
and then when we were graduating, 8th grade, they said, okay, you can pick between 3 schools. You can go to either Jeff, Burgess, or Isleta.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom was saying that, you've got a couple of cousins at Burgess. Oh, yep. Okay. I'll pick Burgess.
And how about your policeman, Pop? Did he support your artistic leanings?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what he did. Somebody was taking, it was a correspondence course called Famous Artists.
Oh, I remember. My sister did that.
Yeah, out of Westport, Connecticut.
Yes, yes.
And somebody gave my name. One of the kids that took the course, they said, can you think of anybody else that would? So all of a sudden, they called my dad. And he thought it was like, hey, this is an omen.
Yeah.
So he says, you're going to take it. But the poor guy was a policeman, and they weren't making that great. We needed to come up with $600 and some odd.
Wow, that was a fortune.
And my dad went and borrowed it. I didn't know that my mom told me.
Oh, my gosh.
So my dad secretly, he's a very quiet guy. He doesn't get in like that. He paid it up, and it's a 3-year course, and you get three big volumes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember there were red, yellow, and blue, and I still got them. And you would study something, a chapter, and at the end of the chapter, there was a lesson. You would do it, package it, send it off back to Westport.
Create a piece of artwork,
and
basically.
And each lesson had a different teacher. He put an overlay and show you what you did wrong, give you a grade.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
With
and
an overlay, so they didn't destroy the original.
No, yeah. They showed the little red marks. As, should have done this. This is great, but I would have done this.
Oh, wow. What wonderful feedback.
Yes. Famous artists. And I don't think they're around anymore, but art instructors is still around, and they were like competitors. But famous artists had the backing of Norman Rockwell, Albert Dorn. That's why they were called.
So it was serious. I mean, it's so easy for those things to be, you know, your cereal box investments where it's just money down the drain. But and you did the whole thing.
I did the whole course. And here's the thing. It's commercial illustration and design.
Exactly YouTube what you were looking for.
Had no commercial advertising. Yeah. It was all fine arts. So I learned here at UTEP, I learned sculpture, jewelry, painting, all that. But at Famous Artists, at the same time, I learned commercial illustration.
Ah. And here at UTEP, you were fine arts and a minor in biology. Now, does this have any connection to your interest in anatomy?
Yes. Three reasons. I love anatomy and I love biology. And I was thinking if I minored in it, maybe I could go into medical illustration.
Ooh, yes.
But when I was halfway through it, the counselors, when I sat down with them, they said, you know, if I'm not mistaken, medical illustrators have to take pre-med.
Yes.
So I said, well, if I take pre-med, I must as well be a doctor. But then he tells me, but they're going towards photography, too, more than illustration.
Okay. Were you ever interested in photography, your mother being a photographer?
You know what? It's funny. She was a photographer, but she was of the portrait art. Do you remember Achilles Studio?
Of course.
Okay. World War II. Achilles Gonzalez had to go fight. My mom and her best buddy ran Achilles Studio.
I'll be darned.
So the women stayed behind.
I believe my three sisters and I all had our 16-year-old photos taken at Achilles Studios.
Achilles Gonzalez.
I'll be darned.
And my mom managed it with a friend because she's got a photo with her on the counter, and it's another lady. I think there were two ladies with her. But my mom would photograph, but where she was good is retouching.
That's an art form.
And they used to retouch on the negatives. And she kept some. She said, let me show you this. She had a few little eyelashes and fill in the eyebrows.
Of course.
Put a little
people
rouge
love you
on the
for that.
Yeah, put a little rouge on the cheeks. That was her art. She loved that.
Wow. Well, we've got you as far then as about 20 years old, and you're getting in with the times. We're going to be right back and talk some more with Nacho L. Garcia, Jr., artist, illustrator, and we'll get into the cartooning in just a moment.